Macmillan Audio presents The Guy at the Wedding, a bonus chapter, written and read for you by Catherine Center. Duncan. The first night Jake met Helen, I punched him in the jaw so hard I dislocated my thumb. By accident, kind of. I was in trouble anyway because I'd snuck him into the wedding uninvited, and I'm not saying that Helen was a bridezilla exactly, but let's just say she'd planned everything herself, paid for everything herself, and worked out deals with the venue and the caterer to fit a tight budget, and her tolerance for me screwing things up on her wedding day was particularly low. Plus, she'd had to fight our grandma Gigi every step of the way, as Gigi, eccentric as ever, suggested endless ways to make the whole thing more fabulous. Live peacocks wandering around, for example. Gigi was in a book club with a part-time peacock breeder. An X-rated book club, actually, but that's a story for another time. "We'll just borrow them," Gigi kept saying. "Judy's fine with it." "No, nope, no peacocks," Helen kept saying. Helen knew the manager at the Kemp Hotel, and he'd given her a deep discount off the ballroom that opened out to the pool. "They'll stay outside," Gigi said. "That's gotta be a health code violation. That's not for us to decide." Sometimes with Gigi, you had to run through a list of objections. Helen tried again. "People are gonna step in peacock poop." "I don't think peacocks are big poopers." "All birds poop, Gigi. But comparatively. Why don't you research peacock poop and get back to me? This feels like a lot of negativity." "Yeah, that's because I'm not having feral birds roaming loose at my wedding." "They're not feral. They even know some tricks." "No, thanks." "If it's money you're worried about, darling, then don't. She won't charge us a cent. I just want a normal wedding, like normal people have." That was the crux of it. Gigi wasn't a big fan of normal. Or maybe I should say that what was normal to Gigi, wearing silk pajamas to the grocery store, drinking champagne at breakfast, carrying an unlit cigarette in a rhinestone-encrusted holder even though she'd quit decades ago because she couldn't give up the glamour, wasn't the same normal as most other people's. Gigi's normal was different from normal normal. And I don't want to say that Gigi was judgmental, but she definitely considered anything normal a synonym for boring. Boring might be fine for other people, but not the grandchildren she had hand-raised herself. This wedding was personal. If we were boring, what did that say about her? So the idea...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?